Hello.
Good afternoon, Charles. It's Aaron giving you a call from INS Law Say. How are you?
Oh, yeah, no bad.
That's good. John, just for, sorry, Charles, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 29 Northwood Court. That's flat 29 Northwood Court, 114 Strathairn Road, DD51JW. And what else did you say, Aaron? My date of birth?
Yeah, date of birth, please, Charles, yeah.
6755.
Perfect. Thank you very much for confirming data protection, Charles. It was just a quick call from myself. I've just had a phone call from your generous friend, John, who's just reminded me to give you a call. The link that I sent you on Friday on WhatsApp, that was just, that's a form I need you to re-sign. It is my bad. I am going to hold my hands up and do apologize and say I did try and make you younger at the age of 61 by putting your date of birth of 1965, but it's 55.
Yeah,
so I've made that little error on my end, but that form that I sent you on WhatsApp with the link, that just corrects it, so we're able to act formally for you, obviously with the correct date of birth. Are you able by any chance able to action that for me as soon as you can, just so I can get that re-uploaded to your file in order for us to keep progressing with your application? Is that okay?
But who did I do it again?
So if you click on that link on WhatsApp that I sent you, it's only the one document this time. So if you click on the link, it'll open it up, and then you.
And WhatsApp.
Yeah, I sent it on WhatsApp to you, so it was easier for you.
Let me see. Right. Yeah, what phone number there? So. Right, I see something. Hi Charles, did you get on that link above? So you never got that through then?
No. It says that you viewed the document, but it hasn't come back to myself as signed.
Right. So what did I do? What way to go down to get a?
Yes. Yeah, so can you see that yellow box where it says one required field?
No.
It's at the bottom of your screen.
No. I don't really see it.
Okay, have you got the document open?
I've got the documents all here, yeah.
Yep, okay. If you can't see that yellow box, what you do is on the third page, so the third document, if you scroll down, you'll see the signature box where it says tap to sign.
If I can see a yellow box, I can't see it. I see a moment my friend says just now.
Yeah, okay, I do apologise.
It's okay.
Yeah, so if you can't see that yellow box at the bottom of your screen, just scroll to the third page. It's the last page of the documents. And you'll see the signature box where it says tap to sign.
See, I can't see a signature box.
So the document that you've received is a letter of authority, is that correct?
I think it is, yeah, but what glasses on?
Yep.
Something in blue writing here.
What's
sign
that, sorry?
Your documents, something. Can I take it to my friend then, see if she can help us?
Yep, of course.
Right, hold on. Can you help me
here? That's
the
lawyer's
phone's up.
What is it?
I'll tell
you.
Oh, is it? Hello?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. I'm just trying to get Charles just to sign one of our additional documents. My name's Aaron. And on the document that Charles should have open on Hello, are you there?
Yes, here.
Yeah, sorry. On the document that Charles should have open on his phone, the third page requires a signature. Are you able to see that for him?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Okay. That's a shame. Is this all illegal?
What's that, sorry?
Is this all legal?
Did you say, is this legal?
Yes, I did say, is it legal?
Yeah. So we're a law firm dealing with the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Have you got a phone number I could phone?
Yep, the one that I'm calling on. It's 0161 888-0834.
So who phoned you? We can phone you back on that number.
Yep, you can phone me back on that number.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but okay, so you've clicked the box and you've signed your signature. Did you click apply?
Apply up to that now.
Yep, okay, and then at the bottom it should say submit signature, and the tick box that says that you confirm that your electronic signature is legally binding.
Another signature?
No, so there's a little tick box at the bottom that says that
submit signature.
Submit signature, say, yeah, and then that'll come straight back to me.
I just press that.
Yeah, press that, and then it'll take you to the next page of verifying.
Okay. Yeah, it's just it says submit signature, right? So I'm pressing that blue box.
Yep. Was you able to tick the little tick box to say that you confirm that your signature is legally binding?
Signature is completed.
Yep, so the little tick box at the bottom of your screen that says that you confirm that your signature is legally binding. Is that box ticked?
I think so, aye.
Yeah, you should see a little tick in that box.
Right, let me see.
Where it says that, at the bottom of your screen, where it says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding. Are you able to tick that?
Oh. I'll see if she can get it again. Hold on a minute, Arnold.
Yep.
Just read that. Because I've not got my glasses, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, hold on. Do you get that box for that again?
Prescription request can also be done through our website or at your local pharmacy.
Hello.
Hello, I need to find your call.
Hello, yeah, so at the bottom of the screen, Charles is just struggling to see with the little tick box where it says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding. Can you see that?
You are currently number 2 in the queue.
That's
signing up for a loan.
No, this isn't signing up for a loan, no.
I just say signs are not completed, Arn.
Yeah, so when you scroll to the bottom of the screen, John, at the bottom, like he did on the previous documents, it says there's a little tick box on the bottom of your screen that says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding and has the same legal effect as a handwritten signature. So if you're on the documents, scroll to the very bottom of the screen. So keep scrolling until you're at the end of the documents again. Okay, have you done that?
I'm trying to get it, I can't get it.
Yeah, so you've got the documents open in front of you, haven't you?
Aye.
Yep, so scroll with your finger to the bottom of the pages. There's only 3 documents, so scroll with them pages until it stops.
Right, it's all stopped.
Right, okay, so at the bottom, can you see the little tick box? It should be at the bottom of your screen, and it says then words, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding.
That's
not
come up,
man. Okay, so where you can see that button of submit signature? No, the blue one.
Right, okay then. Okay.
Hello, Charles, are you there?
Aye.
Yep. So did you see that blue button where it says submit signature but you can't press it?
Document verifies, right? And then doing. Motto Trail.
Right. Bear with me. Yeah, there you go, Charles. I've received that document back.
Have you got it? Aye. So
we're just in the process now of waiting for the application number to be applied to your application form from the Scottish Government. Once that's done, you'll be notified of that. And then we'll be able to send off subject access requests on your behalf to gather all the relevant records to support your case. Okay, so you'll be notified of that once we receive your application number, okay?
Okay, you don't need any more information about what happened to me?
What's that, sorry?
When I was in detention, you don't need any more stuff?
No, obviously I got them statements off you on Friday. And we're going to wait for the records to come back from the relevant institutions. Once we've got them records back, we'll be back in contact with you to go into more detail about your time in care, okay?
Okay,
which is like a witness statement that we'll get from you. So it's all the effects of, how it's affected you then, how it still affects you now, going through your day-to-day life and what your struggles are, just so we can support your case the best that we can before we present it back to the Scottish Government.
Aye.
Okay. As I said, your friend John Burke as well, he's going through the same process. He's near enough at the same stage at the minute of waiting for an application number. So as I said, I've just got off the phone to John and he quickly reminded me of to get in contact with you about this. So again, thank you for filling out this form.
My friend around, she doesn't know what happened to me in detention. I never told her.
I've not
even told my sister or John Burke, just you.
Yeah, no, of course, Charles.
She's apprehensive there, so she doesn't even know what's happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, obviously, with data protection, Charles, we'll never disclose what's happened to you to anybody else.
No, that's good, then, of course.
Yeah, no, your secret's safe with me, and I'm here to support you through it.
Yeah. To be honest, I still get nightmares, you know, between 5 and 6 at night.
Yeah, obviously, I understand, with them obviously coming into your room at that time, I understand. Charles, you're very brave for opening up to me about it all, and I do appreciate what you've done to do that. No, that's not a problem. If you've got any other further questions or anything, Charles, just feel free to give me a call back on this number, okay?
Okay, John, thanks very much.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for filling out that for me. Have a wonderful afternoon.
No, I'm thinking about these bees again, honest. Sorry, Anne.
No, that's okay. Nothing to be sorry for, Charles.
Okay, thanks very much, Sam.
Okay, not a problem, sir. I'll be in contact with you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, Charles. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.